Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Earl Nightingale once said, "Creativity is a natural extension of our enthusiasm. Once in a great while, and it is a rare occasion, when you meet someone and you realize, this is more than an introduction. It is an experience." That's how I felt when I first met our guests. You'll know why when you hear them. Enthusiasm, focus, creative genius, love, faithfulness, perseverance, and blessing. They are a gift from God to you and me. You'll even hear a live studio performance. So we've got a lot for you, a real treat. And the story of their life will boost you up in ways that will surprise you. As usual, we begin our show and pause, letting you know that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For you, whatever you're facing, whatever the challenge is, whatever you're going through, however down you might feel, however overwhelmed you might be, that there is always hope in Jesus Christ. And that you can have a personal relationship with God, something that we all deep down inside long to have. You can have that relationship with God by putting your faith and trust in Jesus, who loved you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross. He was buried and he rose again on the third day. And it's the living Christ that we testify of as he moves in and through our lives on a daily basis. A blessing is here for you this very day. Alvin Okami has been called by many a modern-day Renaissance man. He's an inventor, an innovator. He's a composer, arranger, a singer, an accomplished oboist, an industrial designer, graphic designer, basically overall brilliant in conceptual and spontaneous ideas. He's the founder of Ko'aloha Ukulele, along with his dear wife, Pat. Ko'aloha is one of the premier ukulele builders. For them, sound and quality are the result of the continuous pursuit of perfection. Each ukulele is meticulously and lovingly crafted by hand. Alvin started his musical career as a singer, garnishing praise for his vocal talent from national luminaries like Doc Severinsen of The Tonight Show. He was the Royal Hawaiian Band's oboe soloist and even accompanied Herbert Ota-san Ota. He crafted the world's first playable and tunable miniature ukulele, measuring less than 5.5 inches, exact in every detail, painstakingly done by hand. Due to the high demand for good quality ukuleles, Alvin began a quest to craft full-sized instruments. With the unfailing support of Roy and Kathy Sukuma, the production of their regular-sized instruments began, and Ko'aloha was born in 1995. Alvin and Pat, a couple of enthusiasm and creativity and blessing. They have two sons, Alan and Paul. They're also grandparents, proud grandparents. And they are here with us in studio. Alvin and Pat, welcome to our show.
Hi, Danny. Thank you for having us. We're just blessed to be here.
Aloha. Ditto.
Yeah. Well, briefly, Alvin, tell us, where did you grow up?
I was born on Pa'ia, Maui, 1944, and because of the big tsunami, my whole family, our theater, Pa'ia Theater, movie theater, and everything else was, I guess, was demolished. So with nothing left, my parents made the decision to move our whole gang to Oahu. So I've been here from 1946. I came here when I was 2 years old. And in fact, living at the same place of residence my whole life.
Wow. Huh. How about you?
I was born and raised in Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in, you know, where the Makalei overpass goes and then you turn left to go into the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
That first house was our house until I was 12 years old. Then we moved up to St. Louis Heights. But I didn't want to go to Jared Intermediate nor Kaimuki Intermediate. Sorry, folks out there. So I used my old address and I went to McKinley High School, and that's how I met Alvin.
Oh, so you guys met in high school?
Yeah, actually, we weren't, you know, like, actually interested in each other, I think. But we thought, you know, I guess we each thought, oh, she's cute or whatever, you know. And so that came later in college. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Yeah, I met him in the University of Hawaii band.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to play the flute.
No, she could play. She could play. Yeah.
Tell us about your spiritual journey. How did you become Christians?
Well, this is a rather long story, but when we got married and we had children, my first son, Alan, my life was pretty good. It was fine. And I had no inclination to getting into any types of, you know, drugs or, you know, these types of things, right? But one day, this musician friend came and he asked me if I would love to, if I would like to go jamming with them, you know. And so I took him up on it. I went, and little did I know that the members in that group were like druggies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, in my foolishness, you know, they were passing around a joint or whatever it was. And then at first we were sitting in the car, and at first I just turned away. I said, no, I don't do that, you know. Then they, through repeated attempts, they successfully got me to take a puff, right? So I did, and then the thing about what I took was that the way things turned out, the moment I said, hey, this thing, it's nothing, boom, the sky, the world opened up, awareness, right? And mm-hmm. I knew something is different in my being, you know? From there, I tripped out because I was in the back seat, and there was the drummer in the front seat. And he turned around and he saw that the drug had successfully taken effect on me. And so he decided to play a little game with me, you know. So he reached over to the back and he had his drumstick. And he started poking me in the stomach. And the words he said was, hey, look, guys, I'm doing him in, you know. And then I looked, and all of a sudden, of course, my mind was just totally, you know, affected. So I interpreted doing him in as that drumstick was a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, it actually was a knife. Mm-hmm. I saw it pierce my stomach, and I actually could feel when he pulled, you know, the stick out, I actually felt I know the sensation, you know, like your flesh sticking to the metal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And after that, I looked at my stomach, but there wasn't any blood. And so, but by then I was in the category of freaked out. So I opened the door, I ran out onto the street, and that night, four convicts from Oahu prison had escaped. There was a Lono, somebody else, you know, a whole bunch of other guys. And there were a lot of police cars, you know, going around. So I was running on Baritania Street, in the middle of the street, and cars were coming past me.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were honking, and I ran so hard. I said to myself, I think I'm going to drop. So I said, I better run to the side. So I went to a Chevron service station, sat down, and then in a little while, a police car stopped, and he saw me. He came out, and then he looked at me, and he knew that, you know, I was bombed out. And so he said, what? Bad trip. So at that time, because my heart was beating like 300-400 beats a minute,
mm-hmm.
and I just told him, you know what, I want to see my wife. I'm going to die, you know. And so he couldn't put me in his squad car. So he says, you know what, bro, I'm going to call an ambulance. So he called the ambulance, and it seemed like an eternity. The ambulance finally came, put me into the ambulance, and then started taking me to the emergency. Then while they're driving, actually when they were going to put me in the ambulance on the stretcher, one of the ambulance guys thinks that he's going to have fun with me. So this guy, they put me on the cart, and he gets the sheet and he puts it over my head. And they put me in the car. And then,
yeah, that's not funny.
That's not funny. And I'm thinking, I'm dead, you know? And so then they start to engage in conversation while going to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, what are we going to do with this guy, you know? And then the other guy says, hey, I don't know, man. Hey, we're going to take him. Hey, let's take him up the hill. And then the other guy in this sinister voice says, let's take him all the way up the hill, you know? Oh, I'm thinking, oh my God, my God. I'm starting to call, right? Lord, help me, you know? And then finally we arrive at St. Francis Hospital. They open the doors, the back doors. They wheel me out. And it just happens that in that emergency room, there was a statue, a big statue of an angel like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh my, I'm in heaven, right? I'm thinking, this is. And so that incident was the start of my downhill spiral, that basically my mind was fried from that point. I had to quit my Royal Hawaiian Band job because...
No, you got the time.
Is it different?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But anyway, that incident was the catalyst that really changed my whole life. It's been a struggle like you will not believe. Like, I can understand. I have absolute compassion on someone who's on ice, who's on marijuana, who's on any one of these drugs. Because, like, once you get on it, you know, they become hooked.
Mm-hmm.
When I got on it, I was terrified of it, you know. I was absolutely terrified. I didn't want to touch it. It changed my life topsy-turvy, you know.
So this was the beginning of your spiritual quest.
Yes, the long journey.
Now, in this time, I want you to, we're gonna take a break now. And as you share about the journey of how you became a Christian, but also how you've seen, we want to spend some time talking about how you've seen the Lord work in your business as well,
yes.
Ko'aloha. And then also, I know you have a special song. When we come back from our break, we're going to find out more about how Alvin and Pat, they came to find Christ. Now, it's a trip that he's taking us on. And this journey, ambulance, running on the road, and, you know, just thinking he's being stabbed, and then now he's thinking he's at the gates of heaven. When we come back, we'll hear a song that'll inspire you, Nandemo Dekiru. You can do it if you try. The Lord reminds us of those things, you know. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Alvin and Pat Okami.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you've all heard of those special times when people share their stories and they're suffering from a drug addiction or there's some other kind of thing that just really grabbed hold of their life, and then you hear about an instant change. Well, this wasn't an instant change, today's story. But then again, there are many who are still waiting for a change to take place in their life. And I think this story from Alvin and Pat Okami will give you hope not to give up. And if you keep on hoping in the Lord, trusting in the Lord, praying, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guests today, Alvin and Pat Okami. They are the owners of Ko'aloha Ukulele. And you can find out more about Ko'aloha at www.ko'aloha.com. Ko'aloha.com. If you're listening to the show and you're thinking, gosh, I'm wondering if I can hear the whole thing, I just tuned in right now, the answer is yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear the show in its entirety. You can download it for free. And even better than that, more than that, go ahead and send it to someone who you think will be encouraged and inspired by hearing your story, hearing this story. Well, I mentioned that we're going to have a song from Alvin, and you'll hear him sing and play the ukulele. But before our break, we're talking about his story. He was on a trip, and he was running down the road thinking that a friend who was poking him with a drumstick that actually had turned into a knife because he had actually taken some drugs. But it really, that was the beginning of 10 years of a spiritual journey, spiritual quest, which really took even longer for him to experience total healing. But take us back. Maybe, Pat, you can share a little of your perspective of what was going on. You guys were married at the time. He thought he was going to see you for the last time, you know. But what about you? What were you going through during this time, and how did you feel God was working in the situation?
Well, at that time, I was saved but not saved. I don't know if you can understand that, you know. My mother used to send us to Olivet Baptist Church, mm-hmm. and I attended Olivet Baptist until I was 18. Then when I met Alvin, he had friends that, you know, were trying to get him to go to Grace Bible Christian. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, he accepted the Lord at that, you know, when he was in college. And I did when I was 12 years old. And I guess at that time, our experiences were real, but then we fell away. And so I didn't go to church since I was 18 years old. And Alvin, I don't think he ever went to church. Mm-hmm. But he had a lot of good Christian friends that, you know, were good influences on him. But then after we got married, he didn't really connect with his friends. And so I asked him if, you know, we could go to church together. And he said, nah, we don't need that, you know, mm-hmm. and because everything is good and all that. But then on the eve of his sister's wedding, he went out with these friends. And I know he tried marijuana. And so I asked him not to go out with them because he'll probably smoke marijuana. Mm-hmm. And then, so then he called the friend and he told him that, Pat doesn't want me to go out with you guys because you guys are going to make me smoke. And the friend called me and he assured me that, you know, they wouldn't force him. And, you know, like in your life, yeah, God gives you choices. It's up to you to make the right choices. Mm-hmm. But then if you're not moved by the Holy Spirit, then you make wrong choices, right? I mean, you cannot hear God's voice. So you're going to make your fleshy mm-hmm. choices. And so that's what happened that night because...
And that was the night that you were describing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that mm-hmm. Alvin was describing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when we went to the emergency room... even though I didn't go to church or I fell away, I still believed in the power of prayer. And so when we went there, God gave me this peace. Yeah. So I prayed for him, and he told me, I'm going to die. I said, no, you're not going to die, mm-hmm. you know. But the thing about that marijuana that he took was it was laced with PCP. Oh. Yeah, and, you know, he wasn't a drug user. And all of a sudden, you know, this strong drug went into mm-hmm. his body. Mm-hmm. And so it just caused havoc, mm-hmm. not only, you know, in his body, but in his mind, yeah, mm. and his spirit.
So that caused all kinds of hallucinations.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. More than just the marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, God used this experience to bring you to himself over the course of time, right?
Yes.
Tell us, when was this point when you said, you know what, Lord, I surrender my life to you? When did that happen?
I think, so this drug experience happened in 1971. And then, excuse me, he got hired to go into the Royal Hawaiian Band. So mm-hmm. he was in there for 10 years. But because of his trips, you know, they asked him to leave, and so either quit or be fired. Yeah, mm-hmm. So he quit, and then he started to call different pastors at Grace Bible Church, mm. and then he finally connected with David Leong. Mm-hmm. And then after David, he connected with Pastor
Lloyd Watanabe.
Lloyd Watanabe and Shigeki Kobayashi.
Kobayashi Sensei.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the he was the Japanese pastor at Grace Bible. Mm-hmm. And so he would go to see him at all hours. Yeah. And he Pastor Kobayashi would pray for him. We even would go at 2 o'clock. I mean, he caused sleep deprivation in me.
Well, yeah. You know, through this experience, you experience the love of God, the faithfulness of God,
yes.
And the renewing power that the Lord has. Now, right now, I want you to play a song, share a little bit about Nandemo Dekiru, because when we want to do this before the break, and when we come back from our break, I want to talk about Koaloha and how God and how this song means so much about so much to you, and will mean so much to our listeners as they hear it, and we'll explain the story. Yeah. So let's get ready, and maybe you can go ahead and play.
Anatawa, Anatawa, Akirame Naide, Kanashi Toki Demo, Watashi wa Shitte iru Anata no Kokoro. Gambatte susume shori wa anata ga nandemo dekiru kara.
Nandemo dekiru.
Ima kara shinjitsu to aruite ikimashou. Kiraku ni ikimashou, mae e mae mukao. Sora no hoshi no hikari wo nagame, jinsei wa subarashii deshou. Sora no hoshi no hikari wo nagame, jinsei wa subarashii deshou.
If you try, you can do it. If you try, you can do it. If you try,
when you are down, ready to quit, nothing makes sense, 'cause nothing will fit. I understand, 'cause I have been there. I know that place, the place called despair. Don't give up, don't give in. Yes, you win. This is why I know you can do it if you try. Now that you know what you must do, you're not alone, just follow the truth. And don't be afraid, 'cause you've come so far. Look straight ahead at that certain star. And don't you give up, don't give in. Yes, you win. This is why I know you can do it. I know I can do it. We know we can do it. If we try.
Nandemo Dekiru. You can do it if you try. A song of the heart, from the heart, and a song of encouragement and inspiration. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more of kind of where that song has sprung from. The depths of despair, and yet the hope that has been found in Christ. And how God can work in finances, how God can work in businesses, how God can work in families. And if we just try, you might feel like you're discouraged now. But that song was God's gift to you at this very moment to pick you up. We'll be back with more from Alvin and Pat Okami. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Nandemo dekiru. You can do it if you try. Gosh, I needed to hear that. I think we all need to hear that more often than we do. And I appreciate that. You can do it if you try. Because God is going to help you through that situation that you might be facing right now. I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And my featured guests today are Alvin and Pat Okami. They're the owners of Ko Aloha Ukulele. And they have touched many, many lives. But sometimes when you see someone or hear someone or know of someone or even experience someone, even at a glance, so to speak, you don't really get the backstory of where the substance of the character comes from. And very many times it comes not from only the joyous occasions and the easy times, but really through the difficult moments. Tell us, Pat, Alvin, the Ko Aloha story.
Well, actually, when I had to resign from the Royal Hawaiian Band I was basically without a job. Because music was my whole life, I did not have anything to fall back on. You know, no trades, no higher business or whatever. So I was really at a loss for what to do for the rest of my life. And I got wind of someone who showed me this plexiglass, you know, acrylic plastic dish drain tray that was seemingly becoming popular. So, and that person told me if I could duplicate it, and I looked at it and I said, yeah, I think I can do this. And so little did I know that that was the beginning of my embarking on a journey for 15 years doing plexiglass products. And so during that tenure, I was successfully able to come up with useful household inventions that really were practical and this type of stuff. So little did I know, however, that those 15 years, we were prospering in the initial years, but the cost of the material, the raw goods, the plexiglass, started to rise from 2% a year, then it'd go 5%, then 10%, and then what we didn't do was to reflect that cost in our wholesale, you know. So our wholesale remained the same, but the cost of material was going up. So what netted out was that the profit margin started to shrink, and then without us knowing, we were actually getting in debt year after year. So by the 13th, 14th year, my son said, Dad, we got to get out. I said, what do you mean? We're busy, you know. He says, you don't understand, you know. He says, if I told you how much debt we are in, you wouldn't believe it. And so we were still busy, you know, but he started to file for the forms for Chapter 11, getting prepared. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bankruptcy. Our doors were still open, but I knew that we were approaching the end, you know. And so with that in mind, this is where the intervention of God happens. I got out of nightclub singing with Otasang Sr. long time ago, 25 years or more. I did not see him, talk to him, no telephone, no chance meetings at the shopping center, nothing. One day he comes to the shop and then surprises me and then, hey, Herb, come inside. So we start talking about old times, you know, the nightclub days. Then before he leaves, he tells me, he's by the door and he tells me, hey, Alvin, you like make money. So I say, oh, yeah, well, what do you have in mind? So he says, hey, my sister Gina, she has a specialty shop in Kahala Mall called Something Special. I said, oh, yeah, I know that place. He says, every day she get Japanese customers that come in and they ask her, oh, you know more miniature ukulele? And then, you know, she has to apologize to these people saying, oh, I'm sorry, nobody makes them, you know. And so his sister Jean knew that her brother Herb knew someone who was in manufacturing, which was me. And so she passed it on to him and says, Herb, you know, tell your friend he should manufacture miniature ukes. He'll make a lot of money. So Herb, with his last comment, he says, you should make miniature ukes, buy a seal. And then he left. And so after he left, I went back into the shop. I forgot completely about his suggestion. And as God would have it, 2 weeks later, the thought was planted, you're going to make miniature ukes. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not. I have no interest in making miniature. This is not only that, your miniature is going to be unlike any miniature ever in that it's going to be for real, authentic ukulele. In other words, if I could shrink myself down to the size of a menehune, I would be able to actually play on that thing. And I'm thinking, oh, this is funny. I don't even know how to make a regular size uke. How am I going to make a real teeny tiny uke, you know, with whose measurements going to have to be even more critical because it's shrunken down? So I'm thinking, oh, no. So I tried to forget about it, but the thought would be persistent. It came to the point where you could label it as an obsession. Hmm. And so one day I said, you know what? I got to get this thought out of my mind because it's going to drive me crazy. So I'm going to agree with the thought and say, okay, I'm going to try to make the miniature uke. Then when I said that, then the thought just, I had peace. And so I said to myself, oh, thank goodness, man. Now I can forget about the project. But my conscience got the better of me. My conscience said, you said you're going to try to make the mini uke. You better try to do it, right? And so I said, okay. So with that, one Saturday, I decided to go to the shop by myself and just brainstorm with myself of how I'm going to tackle this huge project, which I have no idea how I'm going to accomplish. So I went there early, 8, 9 o'clock, sat there. I parked my car the opposite side of the bay because I figured I'm going to be there for a while. And when the sun comes up, the other side of the bay does not have any sun. So I knew that my car would be cool. Our side bay, my next door neighbors were closed on the weekends. And I deliberately didn't open our big, huge bay doors, you know, because I wanted privacy. So I came into the shop, closed the door, and then I started to brainstorm. And hour two, I was getting nowhere. And I was thinking, oh, man, it's getting hot. All my doors are closed, you know, and the sun is up. And I'm thinking, wow, what am I going to do, you know? And then I says, how am I going to attack this project? And that's when God starts to pump my mind with thoughts like, okay, you're going to work with miniature. You're trying to make a miniature thing. What do you need? And I said, I don't know. He said, no, you know. And then a thought comes into my mind, a jeweler. I said, yeah, jeweler. And he says, you need jewelry making tools, small tools, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I said, yeah. So I'm getting encouraged. So I said, all right, I'm getting somewhere, you know, so I could stand the heat because I'm making progress.
Right.
And then I start to get down because the thought comes and says, who are you going to call? You know, what reference source? I said, I don't know. Then the thought comes, you need a jewelry tool manufacturing company. And I said, but I don't know who to call. This is Saturday. Every place is closed, you know. I can't, you know. So I started getting on this downward spiral again. Then while I'm getting in this downward spiral, ready to go home and call it quits because, you know, it's too huge. Then I hear what I thought I heard was, and I'm thinking, what was that? And I'm thinking, it seems like a knock. You know, I'm thinking, oh, I must be thinking too hard. You know, I'm imagining things right now. So I'm thinking, okay, where was I now? I think, okay, I need jewelry tool manufacturing company. Then the second knock, boom, 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 I heard that one. So I'm thinking, that's a knock. Somebody's at the door. Who in the world would knock on a closed bay, you know? I'm thinking, don't answer it. And then the voice says, answer the door. And so I get up. I go through the door, open the door slightly, and there's this Caucasian gentleman with red hair, and he tells me, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you. And I says, oh, no problem. He says, I was just in the area, and would you be able to tell me if there are any jewelry stores here? And I said, jewelry stores? So I'm thinking, I said, well, just give me a second to, you know, to do a mental walk around the block. And I said, no, I'm really sorry. There aren't, as far as I know, there aren't any jewelry shops. And I had no interest at that point in pursuing any conversation with this gentleman other than to tell him, you know what, I'm really sorry, but I'm very busy right now. You know, I hope you find your jewelry. But something inside of me said, ask him, what does he want? Why does he want to find a jewelry shop? And I said, oh, you know, I'm really curious, which I wasn't. So all my words were like God speaking through me. And so I'm thinking, what am I saying? I'm not interested at all. I said, excuse me, but I'm curious. What are you looking for a jewelry store? Then this man says, my name is Daniel Da Costa. I says, oh, hi, nice to meet you. He says, I just came off the plane. I'm a jewelry manufacturing tool rep. I said, what? I said, Daniel, please come on in. I took him into the shop. I told him in a nutshell, I have this huge project that requires miniature tools. He said, wait right here, Al. So he goes outside. He walks all the way to Coho Street where he parked. I'm waiting for like 5-10 minutes. He comes back and he brings this 2-3 inch thick catalog. And he says, here. I says, can I just look through it? He says, here, it's yours. And so I looked through the catalog and it was exactly what I needed. And so we talked more, and then when it came time to say goodbye, I had to ask him some questions. So walking him to the door, just before we said goodbye, I says, you know, Daniel, I can't let you leave without asking you some questions because it's going to drive me nuts. I said, you came off the plane. He says, yeah. I says, and you mentioned you just happened to be in the area. He says, yeah, yeah. And I says, you parked out there? Yeah. I says, what made you from Coho Street walk about 100 yards or more all the way into our shop when you saw from where you were the entire bay was closed? You know, all the doors were closed. No cars were parked because I parked my car on the opposite side, the opposite bay. I said, what made you? He said, yeah. He said, well, I got out of the car, and then he said he looked yonder and he saw our sign, Precision Plastics. And he said, something told him, go to that shop. So he obeyed that small voice that took him. And when he came to the Koaloha, Precision Plastics, I could not figure out why he had the no sense to knock once. Right, the fact that he walked all the way made no sense because it's an empty bay, nobody's there. But he took the second step, he knocked once. I thought I heard that knock, but I said, I dismissed it because I thought it was, you know, my own mind, you know, like I was focusing too much. He did the absolutely ludicrous, nonsensical thing. He knocked the second time on an empty bay, almost as if he knew that someone was inside or that voice told him, knock again. And he obeyed. And it was the second knock that I heard without any question. It was the second knock that got me off the chair to the door and opened the door, you know. So I look at all that and I said, as I reflect on it, without that fateful day, and God's intervening power, you know. So Pat and I are not the founders of Koaloha. We are simply, at best, the instruments. That's all. God is the is the founder. I know that. In my earnest desire, I could not dream of commanding someone to get off that plane and come to my shop. I had no power, zero. And I know that it was God that drew that man. And I knew basically he was lost. Mm-hmm. He said, I just happened to be in the area. Mm-hmm. He didn't know where he was, mm-hmm. you know. And so he didn't know it, but he was listening from the time he got off the plane to the mm-hmm. voice of the Spirit of God, and just obeying and just parking the car there, getting out, looking yonder. And the thought said, go to that shop. Isn't that incredible?
You know, today, Alvin and Pat, as you as you share this story. It's one of those moments where you just, I can't help but to just lean in. And not only is my mind engaged, but my heart is engaged. Because you're sharing about something that goes so far beyond what a human being can do. And here you are in need of, desperate need of change. And how God sends Ota-san, how the opportunity comes, how you pursue it, and how you begin to listen to the Holy Spirit. Oh, if we could learn to listen to the voice of the Lord, how much different our lives would be, our whole society would be different. But you set an example of that very action of obedience and simplicity, and God can work in marvelous, miraculous ways. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit more about, because Koloha has grown, and the instruments that you've created from, and by the way, you can go to www.koloha.com, and you can actually see the 5.5-inch instrument that's playable and tunable that you created. There's a special video there where Alvin actually talks about koloha.com. You can actually see it. It has sold many, many times. In fact, it was selling at a premium. Amazing. When we come back, we'll be listening more to Alvin and Pat. More special blessings for you from God. Amen. To you. God sends them to you like a knock. Amen. On a door. The knock on the door of your heart. Stay with us. Amen. We'll be back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. This is The Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guests, Alvin and Pat Okami. They're the owners of Koaloha. www.koaloha.com. And to find out more about our show, to listen to the show in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. As you share, Pat and Alvin, it is an act of worship. That's how I feel. And you brought your ukulele, a beautiful one at that. Wow. And but you have a special song, a worship song.
Yeah. The song is called I Will Worship the Lord, and it's basically from somewhere in Matthew, where God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So here we go. I will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, for the Lord seeketh him.
I will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, for the Lord seeketh such to worship Him. For God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let us worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, for our Lord seeketh such to worship Him. Let us worship our God in spirit and in truth, for our God seeketh such to worship Him. Let us now in one accord just worship Him.
Your life, Alvin and Pat, is a life of worship. I am amazed at the hand of God, and I thank you for coming here today to testify of the wondrous works of the Lord in your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a blessing. Thank you for being here.
Thank
you.
We are blessed.
In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Alvin and Pat Okami. I want you to invite someone to listen in and be inspired. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone right next to you. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can find out our financial supporters, our partners, corporate partners, and church partners. Find out more about them, how they can help meet your needs. Exodus 35, 31, and 32 reminds me of you, Alvin. It says, and He has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, with intelligence, with knowledge, and with all craftsmanship to devise artistic designs. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Alvin and Pat Okami. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.